Hello, welcome to Brain Injury Radio Network. Tonight is our regular Wednesday installment of our program Recovery Now with your host, Kim Justice. If you'd like to know more about my story, you can find it at inaflash.org. I, too, am a fellow traumatic brain injury survivor. I appreciate you tuning in tonight, and as always, I look forward to your input. So now, we'll get on with the show. Well, hello there, everybody, and happy hump night from somewhere in Middle America. This is your host, Kim Justice. Welcome to Brain Injury Radio Network. Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week with lots of different hosts, some nights up to 5 hours of Brain Injury Radio split between 2 hosts. And all of the live shows are immediately archived for free on-demand listening. So I encourage you, if you are in a different time zone and this isn't a good time for you to listen to this show, I encourage you to go back in the archives. And if you ever hear a host that maybe you don't like as much as another, just keep listening, because you will eventually find a host who is right up your alley. And we've got a lot of variety that way, and of course a lot of different subjects. And so I also want to thank TBI Survivor Network for sponsoring Brain Injury Radio and Lash Publishing for sponsoring my show, Recovery Now. Lash, if you check them out, their website, it's lapublishing.com, and you'll notice right up front that everything they publish has something to do with brain injury. Whether you're a neuroprofessional, a survivor, a caregiver, or any other interested party, they have something for you. And I think it was last April, they launched Brain Injury Journey, their magazine. And it's really a wonderful magazine. It's coming out 4 times a year now. But if you do go to that website, www.braininjuryjourney, and and you look for Brain Injury Journey on the left, you'll click on it. That will take you to a subscription page where, if you like, you can pay for a hard copy subscription to be sent to your home, or you can sign up for the free, can't beat the price, online version of Brain Injury Radio. Now, the picture I have floating across the screen, if you are watching the program page, that's the last issue. Their latest issue, I should say, just came out, and it's called The Many Faces of Brain Injury. And it's got some really fantastic things on it, so I encourage you to check them out. Get your free copy. You can also get free back copies of the magazine. So we're all about peer support here and helping people learn about, well, first of all, that you're not alone, and second of all, that there are a lot of alternatives to explore with a lot of other survivors involved in order to keep your hope alive. So, Recovery Now is a gathering place for anyone seeking recovery from the challenges of life on life's terms. I introduce topics and survivors share their experience, strength, and hope. We discuss useful tools that have helped us lighten the load of our journey through recovery. More will be revealed. Tune in, stop in, and call in. This is a We Recovery program, because it is in the We that we find the new me. We focus on the 4 A's of recovery: awareness, acceptance, action, and adaptation. This is a place for survivors striving to become thrivers. Some nights we'll have a featured guest, like tonight, and others, I introduce a topic of recovery, encouraging callers to join in the discussion. The second part of the show is open mic and some great indie music sure to inspire. So, for those of you who aren't familiar with the format of my program, I did just kind of read it to you, but I do go through the interview with our guest first, and at the end we leave room for questions and answers. But I find that, well, number one, all of us hosts, including myself, have suffered a brain injury, and it's pretty easy to get derailed if we get interrupted, and I call that something shiny to those who do listen, something that you're running down one track and you see something shiny and boom, you're off the track going in another direction. So I do give the first part of the show to my guest, and then certainly encourage you to call in 424-243-9540 towards the end of our discussion, and you can ask any questions or comments that you might have. Tonight I'm excited to have somebody who I had a while back, but as most of us who are on the road to recovery, his recovery has had an interesting evolution, and he has some new information to discuss with us tonight. Tom Hartman is author of the book Broken Mind, Persistent Hope, used alternative medicine to recover from his TBI, including homeopathy and the new healing method acupuncture for the mind, which is A4M. Some other less successful healing experiments included shamanism and Tibetan medicine. Denied conventional rehabilitation due to his pre-existing psychiatric difficulties, Tom and his father blazed a trail through alternative medicine, which other TBI patients can now successfully follow. Tom currently studies the Russian medical system at Columbia University and advocates for the use of alternative medicine in treating TBI. I encourage you to check out his website, which we'll talk more about, and it is Healing Minefield, www.healingminefield.com. And with that, I'm hoping we have Tom. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Kim,
welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I'm
can
really
you hear
glad
me?
I can. I can hear you loud and clear. Good to have you back again, Tom.
It's nice to be back. You have such a wonderful forum for survivors on this radio show.
Well, thank you. We hope that this can be, you know, there's so many people, well, myself included, who have never had recovery support group type meetings in our area, or others who perhaps have mobility issues, and if they do have a group, you know, they aren't able to make it, and still others that have a group that maybe meets once a month, but especially in early recovery, that isn't always enough to help sustain someone, especially if they're operating, which you'll tell us a little bit more about your experience, but if they're operating strictly out of the traditional medical model and don't have support of other peers, it can be a very lonely, isolating place, and we lose a lot of people. If their brain injury didn't do them in, sometimes their attitude will later, because they just don't feel supported or validated and lose their sense of hope for the future and how things can evolve. And I call that the tweener time, you know, at a point where you realize your life isn't going to be, finally you realize your life isn't going to be exactly what it was before, and you just, you know, the future's so unclear that people give up before the miracle happens. And so I like to think of us as being a worldwide peer support meeting where people can come and hear about a lot of alternatives that do help them keep that hope alive. And that's why I wanted to have you come back on the show again tonight. Now, we talked a little bit about your book, Broken Mind, Persistent Hope, when you came on the show before, and I thought we'd start tonight. We're not going to go over the same show, so I believe, folks, that the show was called Broken Mind, Persistent Hope about 6 months ago, if you want to go back and hear.
It was actually on January 29th of this year.
Thank you. Okay, January 29th. That was so helpful. January 29th was our first interview. So if you want to go back and hear Tom's, the beginning of Tom's story, certainly go back and listen to that show. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit. In fact, I'll just have you brief everyone on how you incurred your brain injury. And as we said, you used alternative medicine from almost the beginning because you were dually diagnosed, I guess, and they felt that there wasn't anything that they could really do to benefit you, which really left you out to hang, like some of the people that I was talking about.
Yeah, well, it wasn't as dire as all that, as a matter of fact. I had bipolar disorder going into my accident. The accident disabled me with the TBI. And the TBI made the bipolar so bad, and the drugs were so primitive at that time in the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
that I could barely move or think. In rehab, and I couldn't benefit from rehab. They probably would have liked to have kept me there, but my father decided, and I decided with him, that we leave rehab and sort of try what we could do it for ourselves at home, and that was alternative medicine.
Right. Right. So you tried a couple of different things. I was reading on your website. Tell us a little bit about some of your earlier attempts at like the homeopathy. In fact, I wanted to grab your website. Hang on, I've got it on my iPad. I was reading you earlier today. If I can find my iPad, I tell you, this moving stuff is really challenges the soul. You know, something you said earlier while I'm flipping to a page here is that you went in, and I just said this last night to somebody, and then you echoed it tonight, and it was really in a different, well, it wasn't that different, but what I did say is that I think there's a lot of people out there who have prior conditions, maybe emotional conditions, or certain behavior patterns, not you, but, you know, others maybe that have character defects, like, let's say, a hot temper, that sort of thing. And
right.
After the brain injury, it seems that the symptoms get exacerbated. So
right.
If you were a person with a depressive personality, you might become more morbidly depressed for a period of time. As you mentioned, if you're bipolar, the symptoms that went along with that were amplified. And just being a host sitting here observing the last couple of years, I've found that more and more. It doesn't seem like, you know, there were some out there, I suppose, with, you know, clean skirts that it all was a shock. And to others, I think sometimes it takes a moment to come to grips with the old me, new me kind of thing, because they don't realize maybe less than desirable behaviors they were into before are now just blaring, making it very difficult, you know, for other people to be around and be supportive, and also making it hard for them to believe in themselves.
Right. Well, you know, rehab is a changing place these days, but to some extent, it is a one-size-fits-all, and
mm-hmm.
some people just don't fit after
right.
their accidents. That was my story, and I benefited a great deal from, well, I can start off by telling you about homeopathy and acupuncture for the mind. Where would you like me to start?
Well, actually, since acupuncture for the mind was something, and last night one of our hosts was listening and he was like, ow, ooh, ow, and I explained to him a little bit about that. But before we go to acupuncture for the mind and talk about the Tree of Life Foundation, if you want,
right.
I thought we'd kind of go with some of those other things, like osteopathy was the first, and then homeopathy, Tibetan medicine, and orgonomy, which I had never heard of before, esogetics, and low energy neurofeedback. I thought if you could just tell us a little bit about each of those, then we'll end up at acupuncture for the mind, which is what seems to be working well for you right now. But I'm sure some people haven't even heard of the other alternatives that you mentioned here. So I thought if you could briefly just go through that a little bit, like starting with the osteopathy and what that is exactly and how that benefited you, or where, you know, maybe it left a hole or you needing something a little extra.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kim. You're reading from my website, which is just a great way to organize this show. If any of your listeners are tuned in, it would be great to join us on looking at this website. But osteopathy is the manipulation of bones in the body manually by the doctor to bring about, well, I'd call it like homeostasis in the body, mm-hmm. bring about balance.
Yes.
It's a great way to address a brain injury because the skull is not a hard bone. It is made up of plates that can move. Now, if you ask your doctor whether this happens, he'll say, no, of course, it's all one solid plate, because the doctors mm-hmm. study cadavers in medical school. And cadavers, of course, are not living. And not living bodies, dead bodies, the plates of the skull don't move anymore. So a medical doctor will tell you that osteopathy is quackery.
Mm-hmm.
However, if an osteopath, or they're sometimes known as craniosacral practitioners, those are osteopaths without medical degrees. Who just
That's the one
the
I
head.
Go to.
Yeah. They do fine work if they're experienced. But the original discipline was osteopathy. And they can hold the skull in such a way that they move those plates very subtly, and the what's called the cerebrospinal fluid, it's like getting an oil change for your brain, basically.
Hmm.
And you can go to an osteopath or a craniosacral practitioner and get this oil change, and it's tremendously beneficial for brain damage. Does that explain?
It does. And you do you mind me referencing a couple of these things on your site? And again, folks, if you want to follow along, we're on Healing Mind, that's M-I-N-E, like minefield, healingminefield.com. And so you make mention of Dr. Fulford's Touch of Life, and you can also see the Cranial Academy website under this category. And you do mention, which I've wondered about my own person, because she started out as a massage therapist 100 years ago, probably 35 years ago, and moved to California like a lot of people from the Midwest who are more forward thinkers that way. They get the heck out of here, I guess, but that's not a very nice thing to say about your home state, is it? But in any case, she went on and did a lot of training in the cranial field. And so when I get sessions, she comes back here about once a month and I get a session and we do this cranial sacral work. And I think that it's a good thing, but I think it would be interesting to check out an osteopath. So I suppose you'd find that, do they count that as physicians, if you're looking in the yellow pages? Does anybody do that anymore with all these smart devices?
They are actually real medical doctors. They would be found under physicians. That's true.
Okay.
But a craniosacral doctor is, and a good experienced craniosacral doctor is in many ways as good as a cranial osteopath. It's just, it's kind of, the source of the tradition is osteopathy. And it's where, like, the research is being done, and it's kind of the grandfather of the idea of cranial manipulation.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't hurt. I'd like to tell people last night, because, and we're going to touch on this later, as I mentioned when I brought up acupuncture for the mind, the person responded the way I did before I ever had acupuncture, and I'm the biggest needle weenie in the world. And so that was one of the last things I went to try, because I thought, geez, I can't even stand to get a flu shot. I'm just, you can't believe I've had a craniotomy, but, you know, going to have a shot freaks me out. And I explained to him, and then we're going to drop that for a minute and go back to our list, but that these needles in acupuncture are kind of like a hair, you know, a strand of hair. It's not like the pointy, ouchy needle that you would think of when you're thinking of getting a shot. It really doesn't feel that way at all to me. So if I can handle it, and I'm one of the biggest wimps on earth, then certainly if you're at the end of your rope or just ready to try something different, that may be a route for you to go. And the same is true of cranial work. I've never found that to be painful. When Tom says things about, and he did qualify it by saying ever so slightly moving the plates, you really don't feel, I mean, what I feel is a sense of release, I guess, if that's,
That's right. That's if it's well done, it feels very, very pleasant. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so how about homeopathy?
Yeah. Just before we move on, I wanted to say acupuncture for the mind has marketing problems, as I do. That is to say, it's not acupuncture. It's totally harm-free. It's the stimulation of the body's meridian system using sound waves. So there's no needles involved. It's just that it was the meridian system of the body, if you understand what that is. That's
yes.
The energetic system of the body that holds it together faster than the nervous system does. It's well known in China, but not very well in this country.
Right.
It's the influence of those, stimulation of those, that meridian system through sound waves. So there's no needles involved in acupuncture for the mind. Acupuncture, that is to say, my marketing problem is that mind field might turn people off. And I've changed the name of my website too many times in the past 6 months. Now I'm calling it Carnelian Healing.
And I noticed that.
Yeah, but the old link works just as well. It's mm-hmm. just that I understand Acupuncture for the Mind's marketing problem, just like my marketing problem. We changed our website's name too many times. But Carnelian Healing is the current and will say the name of my site.
And why has that been a problem, do you think?
For me? For Dr.
Well, you kind of said, well, for you, yes, but you also kind of intimated in general that the whole concept of acupuncture for the mind has had a hard time in the marketing area. Is it because people are confusing it with a more traditional form of acupuncture, or it's just unfamiliar to people? What do you think the reason is? And
well,
what's Carnelian?
Yeah, the guy who invented it, Dr. Kurt Ebert, is a psychologist, and he first had this foundation called the Tree of Life Foundation. Well, we'll get into it when we talk about it more. He hired somebody to market his his product on the web, and that's just what the name of it, that's just what they came up with is to call it. He knows that it's not the best reflection of what he does. I call it influence of the, that is stimulation of the meridian system with sound waves, but that doesn't capture it either in a single phrase.
Right.
It's such a new discipline that it'll take a few more years before he finally settles on the right name for it. The interesting thing about it is that it works, though.
Yes. Well, and that's what we're interested in, regardless of what it's called. So a lot of times in new technology, it takes a moment because some of it will manipulate. You know, I've heard of the meridians and you know, the prana. People talk, you mentioned about balance earlier and the breath. A lot of things, treatments have to do with that. And some talk about chakras, some talk about meridians. And so you get into the field of alternative or as some would say, more new age, just comparing it to a traditional medical model. And it can get kind of confusing. In fact, maybe that's something you'd want to address later on is, you know, how does a person know? I think of people like my folks, and boy, they're still of the generation that if it comes out of the doctor's mouth, that's the only thing that is a credible answer. The rest is, as you said, hocus pocus. But, you know, where they haven't gotten to, I guess, that I have, and that's that, you know, when I started having problems with the traditional kinds of treatments like taking pills that didn't fix what ailed me but gave me new side effects to deal with and felt very discouraged, you know, it was out of desperation that I personally went and started seeking alternative forms of treatment. And to be honest with you, I was so down and out when I went to do it, I didn't care. I thought, this can't hurt me any worse than I'm being hurt by either ignoring it or going and getting mistreated for it. So I was willing to step up and take a shot out of desperation, which, you know, if that's the way you got to find it, that's the way you got to find it. But I'd like to see people look with a more optimistic viewpoint and say, you know, there's a place for the traditional medical model, but ultimately I think medicine is going to be a combination of holistic and alternative forms of treatment coupled with some of the more traditional ones. I'm not sure that any one camp has 100% of the answer, just like in politics. There's a kernel of truth in all of it, but depending on how it's spun, you know, it can either be beneficial to people or not so much, like in my case. So I was excited there was alternatives out there, because that kind of restoked my hope, which was really waning at the time.
Right. Well, Kim, I know that I should say that alternative medicine can be dangerous. I mean, if people just embrace everything out there, they could. Doctors are fast to remind you they could be taken in by quacks, and you know, that's one danger. But even well-meaning alternative practitioners don't always have the right breadth of perspective that what would be called an integrative doctor does.
Mm-hmm.
An integrative doctor is somebody who embraces alternative medicine, but carefully, you know.
Yes, sure.
I, for example, was desperate in the mid-90s for help with my head injury. You can read about that in my book, but I was volunteering, and I got fired from a volunteer job, and I was hurting.
Oh.
And I went, I tried Tibetan medicine in a very primitive form. Tibetan medicine is awfully sophisticated, very, very subtle healing through diet, lifestyle, meridian system manipulation, and if all that fails, it uses medicine. That is to say, remedies are the last resort of Tibetan medicine. And
mm-hmm.
I went straight for the remedies. These are called precious pills or jewel pills, and they contain heavy metals. And I needed to be chelated many years later to get those heavy metals out of my system. Now I'm going back to Tibetan medicine for more subtle healing, but I did something out of desperation, like you were saying, which
yeah.
turned out to me not that wise.
Right.
And my website, carnelianhealing.org, the other name you gave will work too, is
mm-hmm.
meant to as a guide for traumatic brain injury survivors, so they can benefit from my experience. If we look through the site, there's a contact tab where survivors are encouraged to write me and Skype with me, and I will share what I know about alternative medicine. It's my favorite topic, and I want to
yeah.
help benefit others.
And that is a tab up in the upper right-hand corner. You'll see home, about, contact, and more. So make sure to check that out. But, okay,
right.
So I was on this Tibetan medicine, and, yeah, those heavy metals I know cause problems for some people. And I'm surprised you could find chelation when you went to look for it. I'll have to share a funny story with you about that. Well, I'll share just a brief story about that. A psychiatrist mm-hmm. that I used to go to, he had started out in family practice, and he had gone into psychiatry. He did both for quite a while. He was an older gentleman, but very forward-thinking in his approach to medicine, and he had the office divided up into two sections, and one was a section where he did chelation treatments. He was really big on chelation, and for those of you that don't know, and Tom might be able to help me explain it a little better, but it's kind of like an internal detox, and there were a lot
yeah.
of cancer patients at the time that went, and they had pretty much tapped out on any traditional treatments and were in a place of hopelessness. And so this chelation therapy was meant to detox the bad out. It's a fluid, so people would sit there with a bag of fluid, and vitamins and healthy things would be going in under the auspices that they were going to be flushing out the old and the poison things. And, you know, so many people, whether that was legitimate or not, and I believe that it was, the one thing that left an impression on my mind, and I'd just get a glimpse of them when I was going in and turning to the right to go check in at the front desk, but the people back there, that first of all, A, there was a lot of them, so I was surprised there were that many people that were willing, you know, to try something new. And then when I found out the level of desperation some of them were at before they got there, that the one thing that struck me is that they had looks of hope on their faces. Just being there when the door had been closed on them by traditional medicine and being welcomed into an environment that it didn't seem like there was anything about chelation that could hurt you. And if it could help you, that really seemed to keep the light of hope alive. And finally, as often happens, the AMA SWAT team came in and threatened to close down his entire psychiatric practice, shut down his office if he didn't quit with the chelation. And so grudgingly, he had to give up that part of his practice. And I'm not even sure there's any place around here that you can even get that treatment anymore. But he was ahead of his time in his thinking, that's for sure. So
yeah.
That chelation,
well, I'm lucky
did
to
help
live on
you.
The East Coast. Pardon?
I'm sorry. So the chelation did get those heavy metals and toxins out of your system that you had picked up.
Yeah. I was lucky to find a doctor that could do that, who, you know, took a sample of my blood and said, aha, you've been exposed to heavy metals. And it was, you know, pretty easy after that. Shall we go on and talk about homeopathy?
Yes.
Okay. Homeopathy, you can read what I say there, but the homeopathy is the use of microdoses of substances to heal. Microdoses of, say, an element or a plant or you know, whatever. It's such a small amount given to people that only the energy of the substance is left. There's actually no molecules of the substance left in many homeopathic doses. And no one knows why this works. So science, since it doesn't understand this, often says that it's hocus-pocus. But it does work. My best guess is that it's through the body's meridian system. There are homeopathic remedies for brain swelling. You know, Michael Schumacher, the race car driver in the news, had a swelling brain, and they were talking about the operation to let the blood out of his skull.
Yes.
The homeopathic remedy arnica would have been very useful in that case. There's also a homeopathic remedy for slow thinking. They're remedies for almost every condition that a brain-injured person would find themselves in. The only problem is you can't self-treat with homeopathy. You need a doctor. You need an experienced homeopath to select the right remedy for you, because it's all very individualized.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, and we do recommend that these things, you know, that you are supervised, because assumedly we don't know much of anything about this when we're going out and looking. And so you do give some things here. I just want to point out to people who aren't by their computer right now, where Thomas actually puts in here, like on the osteopathy, he says he gives a link to the Cranial Academy site. So if you want to find out if there's someone in your area who does cranial work, you can do that. And the homeopathy, the National Center for Homeopathy site. And so that would also be a good reference point for you to see if there's someone in your area. And also he gives references on the Tibetan medicine. So each one of these sites, I do encourage you to look at carnelianhealing.org or the original, I've got my landmine, what am I doing? Healing,
right.
Minefield.
Healing Minefield, right.
Yeah. And they'll both
right.
take you to the same place. So healingminefield.com
yeah.
or the carnelianhealing.org. So he does give you an idea. You don't have to fly blind. There's actually not associations, but just like with the AMA, you can look up different specialties of doctors and see if there's any in your area. Thomas does give you the reference points here under each of the things we're talking about. So if one of them piques your interest, be sure to check out his site and his direction. He's got the links right here for you to click on, so you don't even have to work hard at it. You just need to get to his website. So
get to my website, right.
Get to your website. Okay, so after that didn't work for you and you needed to get I guess we had moved on, but the Tibetan medicine, you got the chelation afterward. What's this? And then we'll go back. I do want to go back to the theme of our show, which is the acupuncture for the mind, but I was
right.
so interested in the things on your website. Can you just tell us a little bit? There was a couple here that I had not heard of. The origami?
Origami? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. This is something that you will probably hear about more in the next few years because there's a movie being made about Wilhelm Reich and a major book coming out from Harvard University Press about Wilhelm Reich as a biologist. Wilhelm Reich was a colleague of Sigmund Freud's in the 20th century, who came to America and had such radical ideas, he began to experiment with what was called, cloud busting. He invented a way to manipulate the weather with a different kind of energy. It was called orgone energy. And he did a little bit of harm to the environment in Maine, where he had his headquarters. And he was targeted in a smear campaign by the federal government. It's kind of an ugly story. And he died in jail. And he has a terrible reputation amongst the general, he's seen as a sex fiend when he was just really the first to bring the notion into the popular consciousness about sex education and stuff in the 50s and 60s. And in any case, he has a very questionable reputation that will probably be resuscitated in the next 10 years or so, I would say. But the reason I mention orgone on my site is it was very helpful in my own healing journey. I had an orgonomist, a psychiatrist in Philadelphia, who loosened the flow of orgone in my body through gentle exercises. For example, anger is stored in tense shoulders, or various other parts of the body store emotions. That was Reich's main insight.
Mm-hmm.
And through work with an orgonomist, you can free up the flow of orgone in your body. It's known as qi or prana by the Chinese and the Indians.
Right.
That's what that is doing there. It's not really recommended for specific brain damage, but I put it there because it has such utility in healing. The organic site, which I have on my website, you can order a device, an orgone accumulator, which helps wounds to heal. This is kind of a sideline on my site. For brain injured people, you probably don't want to have much to do with orgotomy.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it is interesting to read about it, though, because, like I said, there were several of these things that I am familiar with, and that one I hadn't happened to come across. What about the esogetics?
Esogetics, yeah. That's directly applicable to brain-injured people. It's otherwise known as color acupuncture. You can use a flashlight and colored plastic film on acupuncture points in the body. And for one thing, treat insomnia, very basic problem many people have.
Wow.
Treat epilepsy. My wife has epilepsy. She uses esogetics all the time. It's funny, Kim. Last time I was on your show, I had a little bit of stimulant. It's called ginseng. It's like Chinese coffee. In order to stay up late and talk on your show, and I didn't go to sleep for 2 weeks. I slept like an hour a night for 2 weeks because I'm so sensitive to caffeine and stimulants. Until I finally went to my esogetics practitioner, and by putting colored light on various acupuncture points on my body, she put me to sleep again.
Wow.
So it's a German invention. The inventor is a German, and it's not very well known about in this country, so I put that on there for people to investigate if they had the opportunity.
Well,
my practitioner is now living in Minnesota, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
More my neck of the woods. How do you get to
more
see
your
neck
practitioner? Of the woods. Yes.
So are you still...
Let's see. Should we go on?
Low energy
neurofeedback
or lens. No, we can go back to that because we'll be going right up to, after this one, we're going to go back up to the acupuncture for the mind. But I really thought that some of these practices that you have noted on your site were interesting. And so I wanted to go through the last one on here. You have after esogetics is the low energy neurofeedback. And we've had a lot of neurofeedback type programming on before, but I've never heard this lens, LENS, low energy neurofeedback. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's really interesting, Kim, because a lot of neurofeedback practitioners who have tried lens, though that is low energy neurofeedback, then become specialists in low energy neurofeedback because it works so well for treating brain problems. My practitioner is a Philadelphia woman. I found her on the web when I Googled the International Brain Injury Association. They had an article about lens neurofeedback in particular, and I called up the author, and he referred me to my practitioner in Philadelphia. And I've been with her about 2 years now. It's not like traditional neurofeedback where you actually have to sit with a helmet on your head and try to get your brain to do certain things in order to coordinate with the signals being sent to it. It's a matter of the therapist applying a tiny electrode to various parts of your scalp and giving a tiny impulse from a laptop computer. It's like, ping. And then you leave for a week or two and report the changes that you feel. So it's a low energy pulse given to you, and you keep tracking a little log your response to the pulse, and it works incredibly well. After those tiny pulses, the first time it happened to me, I could read all of a sudden where I couldn't read things before. Letters were like clear to me and grabbed my attention where before my eyes just sort of glazed over them. And my I attribute a lot of my cognitive recovery to lens neurofeedback.
Very interesting.
There's an introductory video on the website.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay, I see that here. See introductory video by David Dublin, MD. So you've got that on there, too. Okay, so now you've been through the gamut and really done your research on some alternative types of therapy, use them yourself, and now you're big in the acupuncture for the mind. So tell us a little bit about that. Convince people that it's not voodoo where they're going to get needles stuck in their head, and let them know what this is all about and how it's benefited you.
Okay. Well, I can't convince people myself through what I'm saying. I suggest that every brain-injured survivor listening to this show go to the site that we're talking about, that is carnelianhealing.org, and go to this page where I have acupuncture for the mind described, and visit the Tree of Life Foundation site, because there is a special tone file called Brain Damage Recognition of Defects. It's hard to find. I give the code for it. You have to search for it using advanced search. Mm-hmm. If you're just listening to this on the radio, you have to remember, go to the site and look at the Tree of Life Foundation site and download this file and play it. I think you have to pay for it. It's unfortunately not free. I'll explain later about that.
Okay.
But I downloaded this file when I first met the inventor of acupuncture for the mind, Dr. Kurt Ebert. He was my psychologist for many years. And he gave me this tone file to play. I brought it home, put it on the speaker, put on the CD speaker, and listened to it. The second or third time that I'd listened to it, you have to do it sequentially in a number of days. The second or third day, my wife, who also happens to suffer from a brain injury, said to me, "Tom, do you notice anything different about the way you think about your accident?" And so she didn't know what I was listening to. If you understand what I'm saying, that was an unprompted comment on her part, and it was so amazing to me that I went back to Kurt Ebert. And I did lots of therapy with him about many other aspects of my brain damage. And I think I have been largely cured through this acupuncture for the mind, as well in combination with the other therapies that I've done.
tell me, when you say been cured, why don't you share with people specifically in your case, and then they can, you know, apply it to their own. But what problems specifically? Now, I loved the one you talked about earlier with the lens in your reading. But what was bothering you, or what was the predominant thing, challenge standing in your way when you discovered the Tree of Life? And what do you think it's cured for you, either physically or psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever plane that would fall in for you?
Yeah, good question, Kim. I was, I don't know how typical I was, but I had tremendous anger problems. I couldn't have held the job because I had such a hot temper. I still had psychiatric difficulties. I would fly off into mania every once in a while, spend money on lots of things. And people who know bipolar disorder know what I'm talking about. Besides the anger, there are other typical brain injury symptoms. Memory.
The
memory came back. It's hard to say it was like acupuncture for the mind. I think the homeopathy was the most helpful with my memory. Concentration came back through the lens neurofeedback, as I'm saying. It's a good question. I have to think about it.
Well, you're giving good answers, though. You're talking about some of the things that we're talking about, like when you brought up memory and went back and said that the other discipline helped you a little more than that. I was just wondering what kind of relief, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but what kind of relief you got when you first went. You probably, like some of us, may or may not have had a preconceived notion of what acupuncture for the mind was going to mean, and it was a little bit different than what some of us would have thought. And you talk about the fact that there really hasn't been a good book in English written that even describes this. That's why it's a good idea to check out that 2-hour video introduction to AFT, which is also A4M. You refer to that here. And just in case, I want to go ahead. We're continuing to give out your website, but for those of you who are listening and know how to do an advanced search, I'm going to give you a code here. I'll give you just a second while I'm talking for a minute to grab a pen and paper. Of course, want you to go to the site and look at some of this other information, but he says, of special interest to TBI survivors is the tone file, brain damage, recognition of defects, and that's code T as in Tom, T as in Tom, O as in Olive, L as in Life, T as in Tom, F as in Frank, 440. And if you have any problem finding that, it's in the very first paragraph when you go to the website, carnelianhealing.org, and
now,
he gives
now,
you...
Now, Kim, I should say, I think I gave a shortcut to the recognition of defects. You just click on my site, and it should bring you right to the Tree of Life Foundation recognition of deficits. I feel terrible that this costs money. I'll explain now what's going on. I don't think I should do anything that encourages people to spend money on things. All of the Tree of Life Foundation used to be free until Dr. Ebert, the inventor, got married to a wonderful Armenian wife who helped him develop his system. But I think, amongst other things, he has to support her now. And things began to cost money at the Tree of Life Foundation. Healing ought to be free, you know. But it seems that this brain damage recognition of deficits costs money now. And I don't know what to say about that.
Well, one thing I can say about that, and I agree with you, I wish that some of these, you know, obviously people know that a lot of the alternative treatments are not treated by traditional insurance. And so, of course, it can be difficult to access these kind of treatments, and it is too bad. But, you know, one time when my cranial gal was talking to me and I didn't think I could afford it, she asked me what different things I had spent money on that month. And I was thinking about some of the things that I had spent money on that maybe weren't really necessary considering the kind of problems I was having with my health every single day. And she talked to me about making an investment in myself. And it wasn't just an investment of time, but an investment of what it might take, you know, to, now obviously some people absolutely can't, but on the other hand, you get what you pay for is an old adage in some cases. And, you know, and if you're doing, now obviously not in the big pharma industry, but, you know, with some of these other treatments, if you stop at the traditional medical model and you're not paying anybody for anything, then there's a good chance that might be the brand of treatment that you're getting too, you know, and you miss some of these foregone opportunities. And so, you know, I'm not totally against there being a charge. Of course, I haven't heard if this is $1 million or what it is.
It's exactly. $19.95. If you click the link at the very bottom of the Act Amongst the Mind paragraph, it says click the shortcut here.
Got
and
it.
Go to the shortcut. You'll see it costs $19.95. And the only thing I want to say about this MP3 file is in order to experience the benefits, you have to play it at the same time every day for at least 2 or 3 days. It doesn't work to just play it and bingo, you understand what's wrong with you. You have to do it a sequence of days in a row at the same time. So if you do it at 8 o'clock in the morning or 2 in the afternoon, you have to do it the next day at the same time, around 8 o'clock or around 2 in the afternoon, give or take an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this works. It's a process of iteration over a number of days. But it is incredibly effective. I can testify to that, as can my wife.
That's, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that was something I wanted to drop back to, was your wife's comment. When she asked you that, if your outlook on your injury had changed, were you saying that she noticed a difference in you after you had been listening to the tones?
No, she noticed that what I was trying to say was she noticed a difference in herself, the way she was thinking about her accident, and wondered whether just by chance I had experienced the same thing that she did.
I see, okay.
In other words, she had been influenced by the same tones because they were sound waves in the same house as mine.
That's what
I was
wondering.
As I was listening,
okay.
She was just, yeah, you get it?
Yeah, she picked it up by osmosis.
Right. She picked it up by osmosis.
Interesting. So, you know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, listening to the taps and following the discipline for a certain amount of time. It's no different than, you know, those out there who are willing to get up and go to the gym, you know, a couple times a week at 8 o'clock. It's more that investment in yourself. You know, you pay $20 and it tells you to do it in a certain way. And, you know, you learn from the experts. And, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, just do, it's like reading the instructions on your pharmacy labels. You can really mess things up or render your medications ineffective if you don't follow, you know, the directions. And I think any kind of recovery regimen is the same. The more you follow, you know, the directions, the better it's going to be, because those are, at least in this case, the people who have been experimenting for this, experimenting with this for a long time, so they know what has been effective for the most amount of people and what maybe hasn't. So by all means, I would give it the benefit of the doubt for sure.
You know, there is a, if you're technologically sophisticated or you know somebody who is, there is an easy way around this. And that is, you load the MP3 file onto your iPod and just put it on repeat play.
Oh.
If you know what I mean. That will work too, because it will repeat all through the day and it will repeat at the same hour the next day. That's the cheap and easy solution. It's not so cheap, but that's the easy solution to the problem of needing to hear it. Just so you know, I was in the pre-iPod days when I first heard this.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Now, what about this AFT ebook formulary? What's this about?
Where are you looking? AFT ebook.
It's healing tools on that same Tree of Life Foundation. Now, this one is...
Oh, right. Well, the AFT formulator, what is that? My goodness, I don't know.
I'll tell you what it is. 450-page ebook contains all of the currently available AFT formula in one easy...
Oh, I know what that is.
Guide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That, you'd probably want a preview of that before you spent that kind of money on an AFT formulary. I have one. I went to his seminar. You can tap yourself instead of, the AFT formulary has hundreds of pages of tapping formulas where you can mimic the sound waves that influence the meridians. So in other words, you can tap your body just and have the same effect as though your body is being influenced by sound waves. And you can treat every illness under the sun. Sounds incredible, but he has formulas for diabetes. He has formulas for weight loss. He has formulas baldness. He has formulas for cancer. He has formulas for everything. It's ridiculous.
I've always heard this tapping thing, and it could be just that it's late and I'm tired, but I always heard it as being EFT, so I was surprised when I was first reading this and it said AFT. I wonder what the difference is.
Yeah,
they're both,
that's right.
They're both tapping.
That's true. EFT is a related but different thing. You have to, I think it works with forgiveness. You have to tap yourself and it brings about changes in your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a temporary fix. The AFT is slightly different in that it actually brings about lasting change. You can, and it's oriented towards physical ailments. That's the best way I can explain it. They're very closely related. Tapping for emotions and, you know, the tapping is similar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so going back to the acupuncture for the mind, then those are tones. They're sounds.
Right. They're MP3 files. They're sound waves that influence the acupuncture meridians in the body, and since the meridians connect the mind with the body, it's a way of influencing the mind through sound waves.
Interesting.
It's a whole new healing paradigm. It doesn't fit into the ideas of any kind of conventional medicine or science. The inventor, Kurt Ebert, used to be a University of Pennsylvania professor. He was a professor in the psychology department at Penn. And eventually he found that his thinking was too outside the box for the people in academia, and he left. I mean, I don't think he was fired. He just needed to leave to do his own thing.
Happens.
But he's a very educated guy. He just really thinks. He's a maverick. That's the way to describe him.
Well, nothing wrong with that. You know, people do move on, as have you. You know, you've tried a lot of different disciplines, which I think is wonderful. Then you're able to share that with us and what's worked and what's not. Now, you made a comment in there, and I've moved away from the site for a minute, but you had made a comment about that the tones might be not disturbing, but what, unappealing? What was the word?
Unpleasant to hear. Yeah, that's the only thing about it. It's beep, 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 beep. It's like the Twilight Zone. It's not music, and it's not, you know, pleasant to listen to. But if there's any way that it does harm, it's just that you have to listen to it.
You get used to it after time. But so if you're looking
for top
40. Yeah,
but you
don't
want to play it with company, you know.
Okay, so it's not social music. This is something you want to do in the privacy of your own home.
Right. And in fact, you can buy a special device to plug into your headphone jack but this again is money. You don't have to pay it. You can do it through speakers instead and save money. But you can buy a special plug that turns it into a radio signal, so you don't hear it at all.
I see.
But that's for gourmet gourmet people. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think that's wonderful that's made such a difference for you. And, certainly these things that don't hurt, and I guess, I don't know, I know everybody is in a different situation, but if somebody is forward-thinking or desperate enough, an investment of $20 in your own health isn't such a large thing. A lot of people are paying a lot more than that for drugs that aren't doing any good. And so why not take a shot? You know, $20 at these tones will actually, bring about some of that homeostasis and balance back into your system. And I think, you know, that's what really happens, and this is my opinion, and of course we're not doctors here on Brain Injury Radio. I'm just giving an opinion, but you know, I've been plagued with a chronic pain issue, facial pain, ever since I believe damage was done to my neural pathway in my craniotomy. And you know, it was considered a success because they saved my life, and I don't want to minimize that, or I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. But at the same time, for 18 years, every day of my life, I've woken up in pain. And in the beginning, you know, they would toss me the the pill du jour, I'll call it. If you see it on the TV commercial, then that's what's going to get pushed to nine out of ten patients that walk in the door, regardless of what their condition is, especially the way they're marketing some of the medications these days. Things that started out just as maybe anti-anxiety or anti-depression are now anti-pain. I mean, they cure everything, you know, from soup to nuts these days on there. And so, you know, if that doesn't do it for you, then trying some of these other things, and especially these tones, and I know that you said that this has nothing to do, obviously it doesn't sound like music therapy, but, you know, there's been a lot of great work done in that field as well. And so I do think that they're onto something, some of the ancients and some of the newer alternative, that sound and light really do make a difference if they're coordinated the right way. It seems like people are seeing results from it.
Right.
So that's wonderful. No matter how tasteful or distasteful a sound might be, I think you get used to it. And if you wind up seeing that it's giving you results, I think the tones are going to sound a lot more attractive. But that's a cool testament that your wife just heard them being played in the house and noticed a difference herself just because she was in the same airspace.
It wasn't a double-blind placebo-controlled test, but it was something more than individual, you know, case study.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that's great. So how long have you been doing this now?
Acupuncture for the mind? He's been my psychologist for about 8 years. I mean, I've gone to him for a while. But he developed his system as I've seen him. In other words, A for M, acupuncture for the mind, was only invented when he met his wife, Greta, in the last few years, I'd say 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he's only invented his real ability to make changes in my consciousness in the last few years. But he got me hooked on his method about 8 years ago with his file for recognition of brain damage.
Interesting. Well, this is all very interesting, and I encourage you to check out, again, Thomas gives you the Tree of Life Foundation, where they have a number of different things here. They have bestsellers that have to do with AFT, abdominal gas, tapping directions, all these things. But there was something I saw in here. What was it? Corneal. There's somebody who's in our audience quite a bit who has problems with his cornea, and there was something in here for corneal abrasions as well.
Yeah, so it's amazing what he can do with his tone files. It's not a cure-all, but I must say I carry in my wallet the tapping sequence for colds. That is, you know, catching a cold. There's a special tapping sequence for catching colds, and I carry it in my wallet because when I feel one coming on, it's best applied when a cold is just coming on. It's not as effective when you're, like, really sick with it. But if you feel a cold coming on, you tap yourself, you won't get the cold. It's amazing. That's why
amazing.
I carry it in my wallet. And there is a tone file for the same thing, but I think the tapping is more effective than the tone file is. He says that himself.
There's one here, tapping directions, that is one of them too. And then some interesting health articles on here too. Health, personal reality and consciousness, a fresh look at stress and illness, which I think is a huge one that people really don't see it as holding as much weight as I think that it truly does, because stress just hits you on every level of your being. And when your resistance gets down, then, you know, many times you'll find people getting more serious illnesses, or, you know, even the colds you're talking about, more frequent colds when the resistance gets down and you just get too worn out. So I think that fresh look at stress and illness would be a great article. And then again, what research shows about stress and illness. So I think you all want to make sure that you check out the website, and these two websites both lead to the same place. So we had carnelianhealing.org, and what's my first one? The landmine.
Healing Minefield.
Healing Minefield. Why do I always want to do that? I guess I do. I interview a lot of veterans on here. Okay, healingminefield.com,
right.
Or, and I'm putting these, carnelianhealing.org. So I just put both of those in the chat for any of you listening. And I was wondering, Tom was kind enough to stop in this time. He didn't do his ginseng, so he is not going to be up for the next week without being able to sleep. But if you have any question or comment, this might be the time that you would want to call 424-243-9540. And if you have any questions or comments, please give us a call now, and then I will let Thomas get back to work. I'm just so happy that you were able to come back on the show tonight. I know that you're a real pioneer with your own experience in being proactive and trying new methods that you find out there. So I find it very interesting to hear. And, of course, everybody reacts different, you know, differently to different things. But it's interesting to hear someone with a brain injury, and a lot of us have other complicating factors in our life. And hear you talk about some things that a lot of us have never even heard of before as options, and run those down. But just kind of, it's like a journal between January and now, you know, to hear all of the different things that you've been willing to try in an effort to aid in your own recovery. And I think that so many times people want a magic pill or a magic wand or fairy dust or something, you know, sprinkled over them, and they want immediate change. And what I found more than anything is that when I have an expectation like that is when I'm the most disappointed, because healing and recovery is a process, not an event. And so, you know, the thing that gave us trauma to our brain, whether it was my ruptured brain aneurysm or your accident, that was an event. But that long climb to our new home is a process, not an event. And so many of us just want it to be fixed now. And it just doesn't work that way, people. I mean, you're very fortunate if it does, but for most of us, it becomes a lifelong, I won't say hobby or avocation, pursuit. It becomes a lifelong pursuit to try to find things that are going to be effective for us and help aid us in our recovery. So,
well, Kim, I would just say one thing, and that is, my recovery would have lasted like 3 or 4 years instead of 21 or 22 if I had known everything I do now about recovery.
Right.
Because I discovered so many helpful things in the course of trial and error, which I want to make available to people now, so that they don't have to repeat my searching and mistakes. I consider myself almost completely healed now, but it's only because I have you know, experimented so long, and it doesn't have to be that long.
Right. Well, and I feel that way, too. You know, it took me 18 years. I tried some of these things, hodgepodge, and didn't, you know, wasn't given the direction, like the kind of things you're putting on your website to help, you know, steer people to reputable places to find these folks. You know, I was just kind of a hodgepodge of this and that, and I thought about it when you were talking about the tones and the discipline of needing to do it around the same time, and I thought, you know, it's interesting, there were probably some things that I tried in the earlier days that would have helped had I had proper dosages or you know what I mean? Whether it was an herb or whether it was a therapy like what you're talking about, I quit too soon because I wasn't adequately trained or schooled in how to use that particular discipline. And it's easy to get frustrated when you're looking for that magic bullet and it doesn't come in the first three or four times. You know, sometimes it's about our attitude, and sometimes it's about not getting enough information. You know, you maybe read an article on something and think that that'll help, but you don't have any real specific instruction for yourself. Your dose might be different than mine. You know, our body types and our conditions and those kind of things can really mess people up and have them lose their faith in some of these disciplines that may, in fact, be very well, you know, very good for a person if they're practiced adequately.
Right.
But here, I've got a question for you, if you don't mind. I know that you're not going to stay late tonight, and so I'm going to put on area code 484, meet Thomas.
Hello?
Hello, Thomas. This is Jessica.
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Jenny. Good to hear from you.
Very good to hear from you. As you can tell, I'm tired, and when I get tired, I realize now that I start to slur.
Me too.
When I'm tired, or if I'm in pain, or if I'm just really distracted, or I'm not feeling well. And I've actually had that pointed out, and that's made me realize that there's something I myself can do at home on my own. And I've started to do it. And if anybody remembers Mary Poppins,
just a spoonful of sugar helps always, the medicine?
Yes. The rain in Spain is always on the plane. And I think that I'm saying that out loud to myself personally while I'm just laying on the couch during a commercial. I'm saying it out loud, precise and very consistent with each word being pronounced very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good trick.
I'm remembering the song and I start to sing it out loud, and that's helping my speech. Same thing with supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
and then
that's
I start
good.
Singing the whole song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my! Well, you got to walk before you can run, right? I mean, you got the word out.
Yeah, and I'm a 7-year newbie, and when I say newbie, people really don't understand that. When I say newbie, I truly lost 42 years of my life, and so I've actually am crawling and learning as a child. I'm scared of the dark. I have night lights on. I always have to have sound, and I can't leave the house if it's dark outside. So I'm kind of like a little kid. So this is all beginner learning stuff, but I'm learning so much as I go. Every step, I'm starting to realize what I'm doing, where I'm having issues, and I'm finding if I have a trigger, I think about what it is that's causing the trigger, whether it's anxiety, whether it's my speech, whether it's any issue I have. And I sit and I think about what is it that is causing this. There's got to be something emotionally back that I'm not conscious of. And it gives me time to think about it. And it's bringing a lot of things to, not horrible things to surface, but realizations of how what it is and finding a way to analyze it and find the positive to bring out the energy and the feelings of good inside of me.
Wow. You're really self-aware of your recovery. That's so valuable.
She is, and she's...
It is, and I really have to thank all my first and forever family from Brain Injury Radio, Kim being one of them, big time. And
wow.
Les, and Craig, and Kevin, and DJ, which my prayers are with him. And,
yeah.
And you know, and Frank, and everybody else, they've been my support, my teaching, my help, and my training, because I have not had therapists. When I went to cognitive therapy, that was a joke. I spent over 6 months having to do speech therapy, but my speech therapy consisted of them having me try to read things. They never looked in the paperwork and the documents to learn that I was legally blind and had blown a pupil. I couldn't see my hand in front of my face.
Wow.
So I had to learn how to do everything on my own at home once I became aware and got past the fog and got past all the stages. So awareness and alertness of what I need to work on next for myself in a way that works for me. Everybody's different. Everybody has a different way that will work for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's great, especially, you know, things like the EFT, AFT, the acupuncture
tapping
for the mind, you know, those things can all be done at home. You know, they're
right.
Up your alley, so all of those
absolutely.
Things.
Well, I wanted to say the tapping, I absolutely love, because I love the tapping that's done on the hands, on the sides of the finger. And on the face, oh my gosh, I learned that on YouTube, and it is absolute relief. If anybody has any problems, just go to YouTube and in search, type in tapping, and then whatever word that is your problem, whether it's migraine, stress, pain, sciatica, whatever it is, and it will lead you to those particular meridian lines that will help focus you and can help relieve.
That's a really good suggestion.
That is a good suggestion. Well, thanks, Jenny. I see we have a couple other callers stacked up, and if you don't mind, I'll put you on park for a minute, but you're a great example of one like Thomas who has tried a variety of different things and you know, you've kept plugging away, and you can really see all of the dramatic, great changes and strides that you've made since you first started calling in when we were all first hosts. So thank you for calling, and I hope you'll stick around, but I know you're tired too, so I'll check back with you. But that's great, and also not only an inspiration that you're doing it, but thank you for the tip on the YouTubes as well. That's awesome. Yeah, the tapping is really good. How about area code 202? You're on with Tom and Kim.
Hi, good evening, everyone. How are you?
Hello, Allie.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. Unfortunately, I came in towards the tail end of his presentation. I'm just getting in the house. I had some commitments earlier, and I'm definitely going to listen to the playback in the archives because it's a really relevant subject matter to me, one that's very timely and one that's very significant to many of us who have not had a lot of success in a number of the more traditional modalities for addressing that which ails us. And Thomas, thank you so much for being a guest on the show tonight.
Thank you, Sally.
I really appreciate you being out here. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to hear you speak so fervently about energy healing, because that's what tapping is, and just a number of alternative healing modalities. I'm a huge fan, and I believe that almost everything originates in the energetics. And so by going back to the source sometimes of what is at cause of what it is that's manifesting itself as a dis-ease for us or an illness or something being out of alignment or whatever the case may be, you could almost always find an energetic root to it. And so I know that the EFT, the AFT, all the tapping, huge fans of those, and the acupuncture, huge fans of that as well. I've not heard of acupuncture for the mind. I'm definitely going to look into it. And I don't know if there's like an entrainment component to this, or I didn't hear all that what you said, but I'm going to go back and listen to it. Is there some degree of entrainment, or
what does entrainment mean?
Like recalibrating.
Calibrate.
It's almost like a metronome. Yeah, it's like a metronome in how our brain, because everything is energy, and so with various different types of vibronics or tonal impulses and with the tonal quality and the frequency and the pitch and all that type of thing, the rhythmic repetition of those tones, they can entrain the brain waves.
Oh, I see. Entrain.
Yeah.
I think
that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not entrainment the way it works, the acupuncture
mm-hmm.
for the mind. It's
mm-hmm.
it's influence of the meridians through stimulation
mm-hmm.
of the meridians.
In the brain,
entrainment,
the meridians you're talking about.
But the body's meridian.
I didn't hear
meridian.
Your full presentation. That's what I was asking. I didn't hear all that what you said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know what entrainment is, but you're saying this is different and it's more stimulation of the meridian points within the body.
Right. But,
and their influence on the brain. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It influences the mind-body connection through
sure.
sound waves.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow.
And Allie, that site is healingmindfield.com. So healing, MINEFIELD, healingmindfield.com.
Oh. I wrote
and so
M-I-N-D
you can get,
as in David. So it's M-I-N-E as in Edward?
Right.
Correct. Healing mind
okay,
field.
Okay, and then the carnelian?
The carnelian.
Same idea, yeah.
Carnelian.
Yeah, carnelianhealing.org. And they both addresses
mm-hmm.
wind up at the same place. So carnelianhealing.org and healingmindfield.com will take you to the same place. And then you'll want to, well, just check out the different practices that he's talking about. They all have to do with energy
mm-hmm.
work and meridians. And then there's a link that he takes you right to the Tree of Life, and very interesting. That's where you'll read about those tonal effects that he was talking about.
That's powerful. All of this is right up my alley. I'm excited to have you here, Thomas. Thank you so much for sharing the information.
Thank
and
you.
For providing such strong testimonials, because it works, you know. And as Jenny was saying so beautifully and accurately, we all really do have to, it starts with awareness. And having access to information, you literally have to be your own strongest investigator and your greatest advocate. And part
That's
of
right.
the challenge is having the working memory in order to kind of synthesize all of the steps in figuring this out. But the awareness piece is huge, and the ability to be disciplined. And I caught a piece of Kim mentioning how you had said something about it's important to try to do this every day at the same time. I hadn't even considered that, but just like any other type of dosaging, a lot of times the time of day that you take it is important in terms
mm-hmm.
of maintaining consistency. And I'm glad I heard that piece, because that's something that I don't always give much thought to. Yeah,
it's just particular to acupuncture. It's particular to these tones that they need to be heard regularly over time. It's the way they work.
Very interesting.
And so it has a cumulative benefit. It has a cumulative
benefit. Over a number of days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Right.
It's not a quick fix.
Excellent. Right, amazing. Exactly. And I'm committed to trying to figure out how to approach what, I don't know, it's almost like the combination, almost like cracking the Rubik's Cube code or something like that, you know, and you really have to work at it for a while until
right.
you get it, you know, but once you got it, you're in there. And so just
right.
trying to pay attention and remember what
right.
sequence of events and twists and turns brought you to that beautiful sweet spot, you know, and so
right.
that's
right.
the rub, and I'm encouraged to hear all of you share
some great information. It's not all that complex, but you have to know what you're doing. You're right. Remember, if you have questions about what I've presented, there's the contact tab
mm-hmm.
on my website. You can get my email and my Skype name that way. I'll be happy to answer questions.
That's right. Thanks
Excellent.
For mentioning that again.
I wasn't talking about your – yeah, and I wasn't talking
upper
about just center. Your modality. I'm just trying to talking about fitting it all together from the traditional Western medical doctors, the energy, you know, Eastern practices, the –
right.
you know, foundational medicine, it's a lot to take into consideration and to integrate, and it feels very much like a Rubik's Cube maneuver
right.
for me. And for those who may not feel that way, God bless you. I think that's awesome. But I'm happy that you're here, and thank you for sharing this great information, all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Allie.
Thank you.
Okay, I got one more, and then I will let you go. I know it's really getting late, your time.
Okay.
Les Paul, you're on the air with Tom and Kim. How are you?
Hello, both of you. I can't believe I'm actually talking tonight because I was attacked by one of the most severe migraines and cluster
oh.
headaches today that I got nauseous when I came home. I was leaving work, and I had to go to my girlfriend's house and sit there most of the day. I got to your show by listening on my cell phone when I finally left and finally got home. I'm giving this as an example, hopefully that it can be a guide for people who are going through these kinds of pains, because I've had so much brain trauma over the years that my brain is just like a road map to a minefield. And I'm still here, and I'm not giving up, even though I hurt. And even as one of the hosts on these shows, I'm also weak right now. Man, I feel exhausted. And that's why I didn't call in and speak earlier. I actually went to bed for the first hour of your show. I couldn't even get up. That's how bad it was.
Bless
but
your heart.
Some of the things you were talking about, I want to check these out and see if they'll work on me. I sometimes have severe pain. It'll just start in an instant. It happened today while I was at work. I'm saying, wow. I didn't realize I could go. My head actually felt hot inside. It was like a furnace inside. I mean, it felt like somebody put hot coals in my head. I'm going, wow. How can
I think this
my eyes
tonal...
started aching.
I think this tonal deal would help, isn't our headaches and things like
I hesitate to... To
well,
you know, advocate
right, we don't know. We're not
something
doctors.
that might not work because it might not work, but headaches are not something that I have lived with after my accident. For
well, bless you. That's a blessing to hear somebody say that. Yay!
Yeah,
I
wouldn't. I don't know what. I don't know what to say.
That's okay. I've probably had a million since I had, and that's not a joke. I'm probably being very serious with that. I've had so many different types of rare and unknown pains. I've had hot and cold pains. I've had pains that literally gave me chills all over my body. I felt like I had to go throw myself under a blanket. And then they vanish. And then it's like I'm driving my car down the road, and all of a sudden it felt like somebody electrocuted my head, and I pull off the road and say, wow, I didn't know this was possible. And then it's gone. And then some that last 3 and 4 days.
I think Jenny might have you on that tapping. That this tonal thing won't might not be a help for you too, but that tapping has helped Jenny a lot. And I know when I was doing it was helping some of the
Professor
pain in
Jenny.
My head as well. Yeah, Professor Jenny. So
it can't hurt. That's the nice thing about it.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
And one thing I can also say to you, Kim, and everybody here, is that even as a survivor and a host on my own brain injury radio shows, I had to come here for medicine tonight. I mean, when I got here, I was like, wow, I can barely even get home. And I had to lay in my bed in the dark for the first hour. I had the phone beside me listening to the show the whole time. I've only missed maybe the first 15 or 20 minutes. But I was not going to miss it because this is medicine. If people are listening out there that are saying, well, what is this brain injury radio? It's true medicine for the mind or mind field, as I said a minute ago. And people like you coming on and speaking, I mean, do I sound like I'm suffering a severe migraine? You guys being here, it gives me some kind of energy to lift me up because I felt so bad when I came in. My dog looked at me like he wanted to lick me. I said, Bandit, go away a minute, please. And he looked sad. I felt sorry for my little buddy. He's down on the floor chewing on a bone right now, having a blast by himself. But, I mean, I didn't even want to see my dog when I came in. I did not feel good.
You know, instead of tapping, a tongue bath might work for you.
Well, he'll do that in a heartbeat.
There you go. Have Bandit do that job of tapping, except it'll be licking, and maybe that one would work too. And that'll be in Tom's next discussion, since we've heard of a new.
Well, he tries to lick me so much, I need to go take a shower after he does it, because he licks my face like crazy, the silly boy.
Get all gooey. Okay, well, if
all
you don't
right.
mind.
I'm beginning to fade, Kim.
Yep.
Well, nice
fading.
To meet you.
Yes. Oops, sorry, didn't mean to do that. Les Paul, Jenny, Allie, thank you for calling in to talk to Tom. Again, tonight we have Tom Hartman, author of the book Broken Mind, Persistent Hope. He's used a variety of alternative medicine to recover from his TBI, and I encourage you to go to his site, carnelianhealing.org or healingmindfield, and that's M-I-N-E, healingmindfield.com, and I think you'll find some wonderful information. And again, if you want to hear more about Tom's personal story, he was a guest on my show, he tells me, January 29th, and you can go get a little backstory on where Tom was then. And you sound great, Tom. So these pursuits that you've continued to do both before and after you were on in January have really done you a lot of good, and I appreciate you coming on and sharing them with us.
Thank you, Kim, for giving me the opportunity. It's a pleasure.
Okay. Well, you take
so I'll tuck her out to bed and talk later.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks so much for coming on, Tom. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Okay, audience, that was Tom Hartman. I'm going to give you a moment to freshen your green tea, or as Les Paul would say, your soy tea, and then we'll open the line for any questions or comments that you might have. But in the meantime, I think I am going to play Reasons by Chris Dukes, and I definitely need to go fill up my green tea. So we'll see you in 3 minutes. Chris Dukes, Reasons.
And the more that it rolls, I lose more layers in sight. Here comes a breakdown, that's just what I need. Another shot in the dark, hope the monster feet. Is there an answer? Is there a way? Keep falling down. I have a tight to this moment, and I have a reason to make a man. might like to be all that I am. Melting rock to a deafening ring, and it bores you ahead. I hold tight to the moment, and tell me your reason, there are some reasons.
Chris Dukes. Check him out at facebook.com/ChrisDukesBand or www.ChrisDukesBand.com. One of our great indie artists. And I am going to open the lines in a minute, but I was going to tell a quick story. I actually told, I owe Les an apology, and I'll talk about that in a little while. I was a little goofy last night. The combination of the thick humidity, just this thick air we had going on, and I took it upon myself to try to spray paint a new table, and the air just wasn't moving. And between the heat just giving me literal heat exhaustion and dehydration, I had been inhaling these paint fumes, and when I was on his show last night, I had some goofy ramblings. What were we calling them? Random thoughts, I guess we were calling them. He was being kind to me. He was trying to be serious for a while, and then it just wasn't working out because I would just start giggling and wouldn't be able to stop. And it was kind of funny, but I assured him I wasn't hidden in a dark room somewhere with a bag. I actually was out in my driveway where the air should have been circulating, but man, we've got a heavy veil of humidity that has dropped, and we were the ones who couldn't get rid of winter, for God's sake. So I blinked and missed spring, and I'm really hoping it circles back around to give us a little cooler weather, because this is brutal. But anyway, I was going to read something and then tell a quick story. I know Jenny's going to go to bed. I mentioned it on Les's last night, but I think she'd get a kick out of it. But first, going to read something that I've taken to reading in the show, and it's about acceptance. You know, sometimes when we're the most challenged, it's because we can't accept other people, places, or things, or especially at the beginning of our own brain injuries, we can't accept ourselves. And when I talk about the four A's of recovery, awareness, acceptance, action, and adaptation, first I have to become aware of where my space is. And sometimes I just don't want to accept that. And the thing that unlocked the keys of the kingdom to me was once somebody said, you know, part of the reason you're grappling with this concept of acceptance is because you believe that you have to like it. You know, you have a sales background, so you're believing that you have to be sold on the fact that having to come to accept is something you're going to like. And that's simply not true. Acceptance is what it is. It's accepting reality. And that doesn't mean that you have to like reality. In fact, a lot of us don't like it some of the time, but that the more we resist coming to acceptance of the things we can't change, the more we handicap our own recovery. So, trying to find my piece of paper here, and my glasses have gone steamy from this stuff, but this is on acceptance. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, situation, some fact of my life unacceptable to me, and I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it's supposed to be at this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world by mistake. Until I could accept myself as I am, I could not make progress. Unless I accept life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world as on what needs to be changed in me and in my attitudes. Thought to consider, acceptance is not submission. It is acknowledgement of the facts of a situation, then deciding what you're going to do about it. So, little helpful tidbit I've been bringing up a lot lately because I've had some trouble accepting in the middle of this move and some of these other things that have been going on. I have to keep coming back to the theme of acceptance and that I don't have to like it. I just need to see reality as it is, accept the things I cannot change, take action on the things that I can, and have the wisdom to know the difference. And wisdom can be a pretty tricky thing when you're your own worst enemy and you get in your own way. Nobody can sell us a bill of goods like ourselves. You know, we talk a lot about the population getting taken advantage of, and I think that's true. A lot of people have made money off our heads and that sort of thing. But, you know, there's also ourselves we have to contend with. And being able to accept life on life's terms and reality as it is will save us a lot of time in self-delusion and denial and allow us to move forward, which I think is a gift. So, Jenny, and any of you out there, most of you regulars are all familiar with John Cruise. And I had mentioned a while back we were going to be getting some remodeling done, and two of my indie artists who didn't know each other existed would be working in the same place, my new empty house, doing work before I move in. And it's kind of funny, you know, John Cruise is one of us now. He wasn't when I met him 20 years ago. But actually, that's what I'm going to say, Jenny. In any case, they have two different ways of working. The HTB, Hard Times Band, gentleman is the contractor, and John has been a painter for 40 years, and he is a perfectionist. He is a Marine. For those of you that know the Marines, once a Marine, always a Marine. They spit shine, they clean up behind themselves, very meticulous in what they do. And the contractor, not so much. His guys are dragging dust and just horrible, just making a mess everywhere. So I can't even move things over to the house yet to save us some money on the big move because there's just dust and grit, and it's like a construction site, and it's knocked me off my, my balance, I guess, my routine of things, because it's chaotic everywhere. It's chaotic in my current home because we're packing, and it's chaotic in my new one because these people who drive me nuts are there. Well, interestingly, John, I think, is very spiritual and insightful anyway, a little older and wiser. But now that he's had his brain trauma, which is an inoperable tumor on his brain stem, he can, like, read me. He can see these looks come on my face when I'm about ready to blow a gasket. And he's kind of taken over some things and has had some words for our Hard Times Band guy about how he does his work and how he lets his people do their work. And it ought to be very interesting as things unfold, because some tension is mounting, but John has really stepped in there for me because he can see what's going on with me and has an assessment of how things should be done, and isn't real happy that I'm not real happy, and he's about ready to be cracking the whip. But the story I told the other night, and then I'll let you guys on, was Jenny, I was in, the other guys had left, they were taking their 59th break for the day. You know, they come in at 10 o'clock and leave for lunch for a couple of hours and come back and work another couple hours and leave everything half-A torn up all over the place and haven't completed anything but have disassembled almost everything. And it's making me crazy, as Les Paul would say. And I went in, they had all left, but John was still back. He had closed himself in a room and was painting just to stay out of the fray. He had taken the room furthest away, shut the door, and he was in there painting. And I had my iPad with me, and I had stopped to see him two Fridays ago, I guess. He was out playing. And it was kind of funny. I said, I had played a couple different songs from some of my other indie artists on here. I didn't play Hard Times Band for him, so he has yet to hear them. But in any case, I said, but this guy, he's still always going to be one of my favorites. And I put on this song, and John, funny, because I've always seen him performing, right? But he's in his painter's outfit. And he puts down his paintbrush and climbs down off the ladder. And I was sitting down on the floor. And John came down and sat next to me on the floor. And I handed him the iPad so he could watch the video I did of him singing this song. And we sat there and sang. It was over lunchtime. And he's the only worker that was working, but the rest of them had split for their two-hour lunch. And so it was like magic. And earlier Tom was talking about release from different therapies. And this was one of those for me, because John and I sat on the floor, and he couldn't believe that I knew every nuance, every twist in things he was going to say in the song, and he was so surprised. But we just had a really good time. It was almost like a spiritual moment, just sitting there in this empty room where it echoed, and we were both singing. And when he got done singing, he gave me a pat on the shoulder and got up, got back up on the ladder and finished his painting. But it truly was beautiful. And some precious moments, you know, you go through your life and you have these flashes, hopefully, if you've still got that memory left, of some precious moments in your life. And knowing the course that John's trauma is taking, he was in for some testing, and his brain tumor is growing. And there's no telling, you know, we say on here that each day is a gift. We never know, you know, when our number is going to be called. But right now, John has been my advocate for my sanity in this construction area, and also for my spirituality, as we sat there in this empty room on the floor together and sang this song, which a lot of you are familiar with, but truly a treasured moment. Thank you. God bless you, John Cruz. You can check him out at johncruzblues.com, or if you want to help a guy with mounting medical bills, reverbnation.com/johncruzblues, where you can hear his music or hopefully buy a tune or two, or Facebook. facebook.com/johncruzblues. But that was a captivating moment. That was the first song I ever heard him sing about 20 years ago. It resonated deep, and it was an amazing gift to get to have that few, I don't know, maybe there were 15 minutes before those guys came back where there was complete silence in this empty room, and we just sat on the floor and sang the whole song, and then he picked up his paintbrush and went back up. But it was kind of funny because the day before that, I was playing a song, and Brooke was there, and he said, "Wow, that is a really great song. Who is that? I don't even think I've heard him." I go, "The painter." He goes, the painter here in the other room, John?" And I said, yeah, that's John, the painter. And his eyes were like saucers, and his mouth fell on the floor, and he just couldn't believe it. And so, you know, now he and John are having a little bit of rub about how work should be done. And it ought to be an interesting next few days. But I've got to say, while he stands up and tells him how the cow eats the cabbage, he's kind of put a finger in my collar and backed me up a little bit, sent me to go home and breathe, and he'd have a talk with him. And so he's trying to keep me out of trouble and at the same time be my advocate, as I am his. So I'm grateful for John's friendship and pray that's on the slow grow, that tumor. He's got another CD in him that he would really like to be able to make since his brush with this brain injury. He's gotten a lot more insight, a lot more spirituality, and in his case, a lot more reliance on the God of his understanding. And he's wanting to share that with the world, and he is so grateful to you and the audience and me and Brain Injury Radio for helping allow the world to hear what God so graciously gifted him and resonates out his soul through his music. So pretty awesome. And just thought I'd share that story because some of you have been listening about John from the beginning, and that was just a pretty cool moment that we had together. I enjoyed it a lot. So anyway, if you are a friend of mine on Facebook, either personally and or on my In a Flash page, it would have been about a week ago, so a couple entries down, but there are the tapes, actually, the little video tapes that I made of him singing, let's see, on my personal page, his own song, Sweet Tennessee, and on my In a Flash page, he sings his own song, Sweet Tennessee, and on my personal page, I put an unauthorized song that I didn't know who did this. I thought this other song was one of his. Turns out it was somebody else's, and I've been very fortunate to be able to play the original version by the writer, and I'll play that song a little bit later. But in any case, I got turned on to that song by John, and so in any case, doing a great job of painting. If those other guys would just keep working longer than an hour or two, that would be really awesome. So I think I'll undo a mic here. Hi, Les. I owe you an apology for being such a goof bucket last night
now
trying
I'm
to
a
paint
goof
that
bucket.
Table.
I've been laughing.
Oh, good God.
Because
I was higher than a...
You were funny that night, I remember. I'm still laughing about what I said about Gob.
I know. I know.
My migraine made me mistype. I'll blame it on that.
Yeah, we
but
all
the laughter
can.
I've had here tonight, I want to tell you, this show is very healing to me. I have a headache now. I don't have a migraine. If you would have heard me, I had a raging monster in my head all day long today. And I was trying to hide it. I was trying to work with it, and I just felt myself going down. And I asked my coworker, because I have someone who works on the opposite side of my desk, and we have these bright lights in the office, too. I asked, would it be all right if I turned the lights off and just turn on a lamp? I bought a lamp just so I could have it for when I don't want the lights over on my head. And it was still too bright. I turned the lights off in another room behind because they shine real bright from that room. It was dark in the back half of the office where we were at. And I said, I feel bad. Are you sure you can take this? He said, no, man, I don't want you hurt. I don't want you hurting. And I was sitting there just, I had my palms again, like he was singing about the palm of your hands. The palms of my hands were pressed against the sides of my head, and I was just massaging my brain. And I could just, it felt like a balloon, a hot balloon. And I'm just saying, wow. And believe it or not, I said, I'm glad I can have this and still actually be functional, still drive, still go to work, still get to do a radio show that helps me. Sometimes I believe more than it helps other people. Truly, I'm saying that sincerely. Mm-hmm. I came to Brain Injury Radio for support and wound up getting a show, never expecting it in my life. I never dreamed I would have a Brain Injury Radio show, and that's not bragging. That's me being humble right now, thanking you and Jenny, Dr. Jenny out there, and all the other people who are on here for being good medicine or bad medicine, like the song goes. By, I can't think of the band. It's a good song called Bad Medicine. And I'm in a thankful mood right now because, wow, because I misspelled the word God, and Lord forgive me, I said gob.
Close. He knew.
I started laughing. If you would have opened up the microphone, you would have had to turn it back off because I was about to fall out of my computer chair laughing my head off. I said, oh, boy, that's one name I don't want to spell wrong. And I spelled it wrong. And I just cracked up. And I believe it released the good endorphins. So thank you, Gob, but for being God. And I'm just playing, saying that. I'm not trying to take the Lord's name in vain or anything else like that.
Yes, and if it were backwards, it would be dog. So just... So many ways that you can do that,
yeah.
But yeah, at least you weren't in the spray paint that finally
well,
wore off.
You
know, didn't even think that was what it was, but I realized that I was just goofed out on your show, and I'm like, what in the hell? Green tea doesn't do this to you. I didn't even have any sweet tea, and I'm like, oh God, I bet it was that spray paint earlier.
The sweet tea must be really getting to you. What kind of sweet? Well, I don't know if you can say it on here, but one of my favorites, I'll say the name, I think is Tetley, and I just love it.
Now, this is Trader Joe's. It's good for you. And last night it was, you know, most of you know I don't drink or do any of that, but I was just goofy, and I swear it was a combination of just heat exhaustion from being baked and dehydrated and then spraying all that spray paint and being so close to it. But I was Looney Tunes last night. Les was in the middle of saying something, you know, halfway serious, and I just started laughing uproariously.
I
couldn't
you
stop
did. I
laughing.
Remember now. I'm thinking,
it was because
I
had
the
vision.
Help, I lost it.
I know.
And then he got
he's
me
like,
cracked up.
He's like, did I say something funny? I'm like, oh, you really don't want me to explain this. So I explained this vision that I had in my something shiny moment, and we all just laughed and laughed last night. That was pretty funny. And
I
thought about it.
You had a shiny 30 minutes. You were just out there floating around in the steamy air. And it was a foggy night inside of your house.
Mm-hmm. Well, the table looks pretty good in spite of it, and so I caution you, wear a face mask or don't. I thought it seemed like a good idea because there was no wind blowing, and, you know, usually you put papers out or whatever, and they always blow up if you're doing something outside and screw up the bottom of your painting. And so yesterday
yeah.
the the air was dead. There was no wind. And that's what my little brain was thinking is, you know, this would be a good day to do that. But the air was so thick and humid that the paint was staying tacky. And I kept spraying and spraying. And, of course, I'm down there because my eyes aren't very good trying to see.
You weren't thinking about what you're inhaling. Oh, my goodness.
No, I wasn't.
And what
I
brain cells you might be injuring.
Yeah, I needed more of those, by God, that's for sure. Anyway, let's see. Let's go back up the board here. Hi, Jenny.
Hey. Last I missed you, brother.
It's so good to hear you. It really is. I don't think Jenny knows how important she is around here. We really think a lot about you, Jenny. I've always thought you're super awesome. And going around the world and helping so many people and not even realizing it or caring. You do care. I didn't mean the way it sounded. What I mean is you care and you don't even care about the part about yourself in the sense that you care about helping other people so much that you're amazing. The amazing Jenny. Woo!
What I don't care about is how many people like it or how many people read it or how many people share it. I don't count because those are unimportant to me. What's
exactly.
important is if I just, because I'm very grateful that I can walk, that I can talk, that I'm able to microwave food and feed myself and know when to take my medication.
Yeah.
I'm scared of the dark. I'm scared of strangers. I'm scared of going anywhere with anybody. So I'm very isolated. So I'm not like somebody that can go out and work or do these things. But I don't get upset about that. I'm grateful for what I can do.
If you find that as a starting point, that's a great beginning.
Well, I found an even better launching point, and you guys have helped me with this, and Craig's Celia started this, which is the 4-Pier-1-1.
Yes.
And I was actually going to get on board as doing the phones at least once a month, maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
But because my computer system wouldn't allow me to do the training, I was unable to. And at that time, it probably was the best thing because I probably wasn't ready. But I just started about a week ago, almost every night now, doing one-on-one personal peer support with another survivor who had a stroke.
Oh, right.
That's awesome.
And I am helping him with things and just talking to him and listening to him, and he has not been able to express these things to family members, to grandchildren, to anybody, lost a spouse, recently, so he's going through a lot of things, and I've not able to let this out with anybody. And this person absolutely trusts me and calls me, and I've actually made a comment about, you know, you called me at the same time every day. Is it possible that this time of the day sets a trigger off? And
yeah.
This person was like, wait a minute, I need to think about that. That's a really interesting idea. Something must be triggering me at this particular time.
Yeah.
I guess it's been happening consistently. Also talked to this person about removing a particular type of furniture from the house that leads to a reminder from something in the past. Did it the very next day. And
You took our speech away.
Well, I was going to say what Jenny's talking about. Just this is a good segue for a commercial, Jenny, and maybe you have the number. I don't have it in front of me, but we do have a peer support line. It's the number 4-Pier-1-1. So that's 4-P-E-E-R-1-1.org. And if you visit 4-Pier-1-1.org, it will give you the phone number that you can call in.
I do have the phone number.
Great.
In the USA, it is 855-473-3711. But I don't think the other number, I think that's only for the show, is outside the U.S.
Right, it is, I think. Okay, great. 1-855-473-3711 is the one-on-one peer support line that Jenny is referring to, and I think that's great. You know, sometimes, you know, we're not doctors, we're fellow survivors, so it's one survivor talking to another, but, you know, sometimes things like that, just being able to be heard by someone who doesn't judge and understands, and someone who might have a suggestion like what Jenny was just talking about that can really make a profound impact, and it's just not what someone would think of. There was a time in my life when we'll call it happy hour was a difficult time for me because I was changing my lifestyle, and that left a void because where I normally was at that time, I wasn't. And I hadn't found something to fill that void in me yet. And when I realized that I was getting in a mood coming into that time, let's say from 4 PM until 6, it took me, well, coming to the awareness, for one thing, that my mood was shifting every day at that time, and then figuring out, you know, what the reason was, because I had broken a pattern, and whenever you take something away, a void is left, and you have to fill it with something, and you're either going to go back and fill it with the negative thing, or you're going to move forward and fill it with the positive thing. And, you know, what I chose to do, and don't think this any way in particular, but this was back in the day, what I decided to do is something that the treatment, one of the treatment programs I was in at the time was talking about self-soothing and being good to ourselves and not judging or criticizing ourselves when we feel that void or make these changes and have thoughts of going backwards because we don't really see what forward is. And somebody made a simple suggestion like that to me, Jenny, and what I did for about a year, and I'm sure the habit was broken a lot sooner, but I did it for the pleasure in it, is that, and it defied the odds because you usually do that before you get up and you're off for the day. But I would come home, and what happy hour became for me was a hot bubble bath. I'd draw the shade so it was dark in there, light scented candles, have a hot bubble bath, and put on some really relaxing music. And I made that the habit to supplement the old habit, thereby filling the void. And when someone pointed it out to me, you know, sometimes we're so close to our own situation and the way that it's been that we don't see another answer, and it takes another survivor saying something, and it may be very complex, or it may be something very simple that's one of those, wow, a V8 moment, you know, and then it makes perfect sense, and it comes into to clarity at that moment, and we change our behavior and start moving forward. And that was something that made a shift in my life, just beautiful. You know, I got to the point where I was looking forward to going home and unwinding in a different way than I had allowed myself to become accustomed to. And, you know, and it was fun. I'd get different kinds of course, being a woman of extreme like I am, you know, I'd get all different kinds of scented candles and all different kinds of bubble baths. And I even got, we talk about it as a joke on here sometimes, but I even got me a rubber ducky at one point, Jenny, and just watched it float around while I was laying back in the hot tub you know, let the little duck float around and kind of amused me while I was at it. But, you know, things like that are just really invaluable because, like I say, sometimes we're too close to our own situation to be able to see that it's in our own backyard, Dorothy, and that's when we need another survivor, you know, to maybe point these things out or to just listen to all those things that we've been thinking and trying to express but haven't been able to find anybody to listen. So be sure to check out for Peer 1-1. And if you're wanting to talk one-on-one, call 1-855-473-3711. And, of course, we enjoy talking to all of you here on Brain Injury Radio as well. We have about 30 minutes left. I just wanted to say this is Kim Justice, your Hump Night host on Brain Injury Radio, and I would be remiss if I didn't do as I usually do at this time, say where on earth is that host from somewhere in middle America who's been sniffing the chrome paint fumes? And the answer would be something like this. Said it. Now you all say it. God, just cracks me up. That's probably one I won't play for John.
Albany,
but nonetheless.
Georgia?
Yeah, not Georgia. No, I'm not from Georgia. Not at all.
I can't help but play with you that way.
May as well. Allie, are you still on there? Yo, Allie. Girlfriend, you there? No, okay, she's not there, but maybe she'll come back. She's not making noise either. Maybe she
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, hi.
You
were just quiet, and I had your mic unmuted, so I just wanted to make sure you knew.
I am here. I was trying to say something. I normally keep my phone on mute so that no one can hear background noise if I've got it going on, and you know, and the broadcast airs, and my mic is turned on as hot. I didn't want
we appreciate that
interference. No problem.
Nope.
But I love that song. Whenever I hear "Where You Come From," "Where You Come From," I'm so energized. And I have a musician friend who I love that song. Who is the artist? Who is that?
Well, there's actually three separate rappers, and if you look up Omaha rap song on YouTube, you should find it. Mm-hmm. And this guy named Jeremy Partridge, who's Afghanistan veteran, came home and started taking a film, audio and film training. And he's got this parody series of a lot of different singers doing a lot of different weird things, but I just happened upon this one, and there I know one of the guys is named White Mike, and one is named, oh God, they've got three very rapper sounding names, and they don't usually they rap alone, they're not a band, but somehow Jeremy got them together to do this parody video of Omaha, Nebraska, and it just, I don't know, it's got a hook to it that just catches me every time.
It does. And so I'm not even a fan of rap music, but I like that.
Me either.
There's several songs that I do like. So a friend of mine who's a musician was telling me that Omaha is quite a haven for a lot of music, which I had no idea about. Were you aware of that? A lot of music out of Omaha, Nebraska. A lot of music.
Yep, there's a recording studio, Saddle Creek Studios, and they put out a lot of things, but other things like Mannheim Steamroller, Chip Davis is from here. I've been to his place before. And but, yeah, Saddle Creek Records has put out a lot of pretty famous artists, and so I've heard that too, that this isn't a bad place to be here somewhere in middle America.
It's a hub.
Yep,
it's one of the hubs in the country for a lot of music production, so that's really cool. But you made some you made some comments earlier that I really appreciate. I didn't make notes of them, so I almost don't even remember what they were now. But Les Paul, I'm glad your head is feeling better. And,
I feel much better.
Jenny, I'm glad. Yeah, I can tell. You sound unencumbered and clear.
Yeah.
Unlike
Kim how
yesterday.
I feel now.
Listen, yeah. Unlike Kim yesterday.
Yeah, loopy. I was loopy. I'm not afraid to admit it. I didn't even realize what I was doing. I had focused intent.
So
I was trying to paint this table. I got this. I got these two new chairs, and they got chrome. It's kind of like back to the '60s. They've got a chrome base on them, so that the chairs swivel. And I did a double take and saw this little. Dumb little metal table with a mirror, round mirror on top. And it was only like $30, but it had black metal. And I thought, I love the shape of that. The shape would be really attractive between those two chairs. And I thought, dare I try? Which is typical this behavior, because I've got like 5 billion and 10 things on my plate, and I decide that I. Do I need to stop and try to make this a chrome table? And I'm like, yeah, I'm paying Bozo the Clown an awful lot of money to be over there trying to, you know, be rehabbing my house. So I did, you know, I went to the hardware and I got a little light sanding block and sanded it a little, and then I primed it with car paint. And then I spray painted it chrome, and it turned out pretty good, but I didn't realize the loopy factor just wasn't there. It wasn't even something I was thinking of. I had focused intent of making this black leg, you know, metal little table into a chrome-legged little table. And so my tunnel vision, you know, was pinpointed right to there, and it didn't even occur to me. I was in this fog of silly juice or whatever it is. But, yeah, poor Les. He's talking about something serious, and I just start cracking up out of nowhere.
I'd like to say, Kim, since you stole my time on playing with you, really.
No, please.
It's one
ahead.
Thing I didn't hear you mention. It's something we need to all start remembering is braininjuryradio.org. We've had people ask on all
please.
Of our shows, how do you get in contact with all the different links, because there's so many. If you start using braininjuryradio.org, you'll find everything Brain Injury Radio related, and several sites and links and resources, members, blogs, support us, groups, recognition awards, all kinds of things on that one site. In fact, you'll find a page where you can actually support Brain Injury Radio by buying T-shirts of various things. It's showing right here Brain Injury Bowling T-shirt, and Craig doesn't advertise this very much at all. I'm just mentioning it just to show, and it shows shop by design. You can actually pick out gifts that you want if you want a gift from someone. But it also has resources, and it's got a lot of resources. One link alone, the one under resources, says support groups, U.S. resources and info, CDC, TBI resources, Department of Veterans, Social Security online, TBI Washington. And miscellaneous helpful links. That's just one link of about 8.
And that's a really good point that Les brings up. I know some of you come on by Blog Talk Radio or BrainInjuryRadio.com. BrainInjuryRadio.com will still work, and don't get scared. We're not pulling out. We'll still be on Blog Talk. But we are making this transition. We're in the process of making the transition, and ultimately sometime it will be under braininjuryradio.org. So I do encourage you to check out that site and get a username and password. As many of you know, in this system there's been some technical difficulty. There's 5 bazillion shows on this network. Every now and then, I think Craig gives them the benefit of the doubt and says it's an attack, one of those attack things. I think they're selling too many slots for the amount of voltage, you know, or output that they have is more my thinking on it. But in any case, we'll be broadcasting to, not from, Blog Talk. So I encourage you to not panic, but to familiarize yourself with braininjuryradio.org and get yourself a username and password on there, and then try to write it down, unlike me, someplace where you won't lose it. And because that's the way it'll be filtered in the future, is just people are going to need to sign in, and that's going to cut down on trolls and some of the prank, you know, things that go on these shows sometimes. So,
and you also get better sound quality, a lot better sound quality.
Yes, it's FM and this is AM, and that'll be really exciting too. So there's a lot of exciting changes, and as Les said, with all the different resources. But what I want to know is, I didn't know about the T-shirt gig. Like, do we get a host T-shirt?
Craig doesn't mention things like that because he doesn't care to be a person of talking about money or things to raise. He hates doing that because he sees people begging for money, and I don't mean to use the word begging, but he sees a lot of people saying, gimme, 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 and never giving anything back. Mm-hmm. And he wants to make sure that it's done in the right, proper way and very supportive and nurturing. And, I mean, I'm sorry I went off that page by accident. I didn't realize I did. I'll have to go right back to it. But it's on there. Okay, it says, on that page, it says Cafe Press Shop. And
okay, I know them.
I see home, I see women's, men's, kids, accessories, and gifts. And it's showing T-shirts, and it shows different banners. I mean, not banners, different logos you can have on them, like TVI Network, Brain Injury Radio, the one with the hand on it, like on Brain Injury Radio, lifting up.
Yeah,
calling out
really?
For help. Yeah. And there's one that says support group. There's at least eight, I would say. About eight.
All right, Craig,
maybe 10.
If you're listening, I want to know if we can
coffee
have personalized also. Host shirts, our program page on the T-shirt. I'll pay extra. You don't even have to think that I want anything, because I know he's like that too. He doesn't like asking for money, but it is something to consider out there, folks. We are on 7 nights a week, 2 different platforms,
yeah.
And TBI Survivor Network, Craig's organization, is paying to keep us going, which helps literally keep us going, and hopefully is something of value to you. And so, you know, any little bit helps take the pressure off the mothership. And also why we thank Lash Publishing for their contributions to Brain Injury Radio, but that's just for one show, and we've got, 14 shows or something. And so to help support Brain Injury Radio overall, there is a donate button on that Brain Injury Radio .org page. Of course, you're not expected to do that. You can join for free and partake, but if the spirit moves you, the bills keep coming.
Yes. Can I mention one final thing, and I'll hush?
No, go ahead.
What I'm looking at right now, which is the bottom right side of the page, makes it worth it all by itself. It says brainline.org, and it goes TBI News, recent headlines. And it goes on and talks about what the headlines are, and you can go right into Brain Injury Headlines right there that you might not see any other place. It shows a little picture of an almost cartoon-like image of a newspaper being opened, and it shows TBI News.
Wow.
Helps you stay informed.
Awesome. Well, do definitely check that out. That ultimately someday will be the way that you'll be finding us and get the best quality sound. You know, I wear a headset, so sometimes, you know, I'm not even aware that we're not FM, but I did a playback on a thing the other night, and I thought it sounded terrible, because the richness of the notes of the song and everything weren't really there, because it was an AM quality playback, and it sounds a lot different when you don't have a headset on, you know, so that it's playing stereo in both your ears.
Yeah.
You don't notice it as bad as if you just go to flip on the computer to listen, you know, to an archive show as background music. Then I'm like, ouch, ooh, I got to get moved over to that system, and I've been one of the slower ones. I've got, I know some of you probably do too, but when you're learning new things, and I think Penny or Kathy, one of the people in that group were the ones that started talking about brain bucks, and I knew what they meant the minute I heard the phrase without them even explaining it. I knew from working in financial services that you can't spend the same buck twice, you know, so you're only going to have so much brain power. And right now mine's just really tapped, you know, really tapped. And so I will be coming around to our new system, and when I do, it'll be with a vengeance. But I've just been too tired. Have you ever had like a lot of tasks in front of you that all seem overwhelming or insurmountable? It just makes you exhausted. I come home and fall asleep at dinner time. Gary had to wake me up to do the show tonight. I haven't done that since early in my brain injury. Had to come home and take a nap every day. It just makes my mind tired to
Well, you're amazing
of
doing the show and all of that at the same time, so kudos to you.
Could I actually share something? I wanted to say, I will not use the words rest in peace. I'm saying fly in peace to Maya Angelou, who passed away today, a very strong woman.
Really?
And I wanted to read a quote that she has that absolutely, absolutely goes straight to my heart and what positivity is all about. This is a quote by her, word for word, verbatim. I'm not changing anything. You are the sum total of everything you've ever seen, heard, eaten, smelled, been told, forgot. It's all there. Everything influences each of us. And because of that, I try to make sure my experiences are positive.
Amen to that.
Excellent. I didn't realize she had died today. That's a shame.
I heard it, and
a gifted writer.
I apologize for that. Wow, she's awesome.
She is.
Yes.
She is incredible. May she fly in peace, because she's left so much behind and so much help all over this world.
Right.
Wonderful lady.
Yep. And while you're on tributes, we want to remember for our listeners who haven't been members of a couple support Facebook pages that our friend and former host DJ has had a brain incident and has been in a coma, more or less, not in real promising shape for the last week. And remember him in your prayers. And we hope that he has a good recovery, you know, a good recovery. We all know that these things go slow. And that's a drag, you know. There's so much time, you know, of having to wonder if a person's out of the woods or whatever. But when you said floating out there, I was thinking about when I was in a coma, and I thought, it still works. I believe in the power of collective prayer for the same reason like our guest earlier and Allie talk about doing energy work. I think there's, you know, you can do energy work as an individual, have it done to your body, but I think energy work can be a collective consciousness too. And if you're sending the same focused message of intent in the form of prayer or however you choose to practice that sort of thing, I do believe that energy counts. It helps. So we'll remember to do that too, and hope that he starts to rally.
I know what you mean.
Amen to that.
Yep, we wouldn't wish it on anybody. We might not see eye to eye all the time, but as a survivor, we would never wish any
million years.
Yeah, not in a million years. Yeah.
Never. And he is a fighter.
He is. That's one thing about him.
You know what? I have an idea. Can we just take like 1 minute and send energy, really powerful, very intentional energy to both DJ as well as John Cruz? And just
sure.
Lift him up and surrender with the white light of the Holy Spirit and just really rally around them energetically and try to infuse their energy with ours just to lift them and raise their vibration.
I think that's an excellent idea. It transmutes.
Thank you. And anyone else who might need it, but in particular those two. So we can just take 1 minute and set an intention doing just that and lift them up and hold them in the light and just create a virtual circle around them, banding together for the conscious collective spirit and consciousness of lifting and raising energy, infusing each and every one of us.
Hello? Agree, but we actually need to go ahead and do it.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to do it right
now. Yes. Let's all do that. The radio will cancel out with a certain amount of silence. It'll think we're not here anymore.
Okay.
But I'd like to do that, and we're coming up on the end of the hour anyway, so I'd like to recommend that the minute the show signs off in just a couple minutes that we all do that. Just drop what you're doing for a minute if you're on the computer or doing some paperwork in the background and be part of that focused intent for that amount of time, and know that people listening right now from all over the world will be doing it at the same time. And I got those little hairs that stand up on the back of my neck when you have one of those spiritual moments. And I truly believe in this, and I appreciate the suggestion. I think that it can make a difference. So just going to make a couple closing comments then we will convene next week with another great guest, and hope you guys all have a good week. We want to thank TBI Survivor Network for sponsoring Brain Injury Radio. Lash Publishing, check them out at lapublishing.com. Sign up for the Brain Injury Journey magazine. Thank you for Thomas for being my guest tonight. Make sure to check out his healing mind. Okay, I've lost it, but I'm thinking about the focused intent again, but it's repeated. Carnelianhealing.org is one of them, and thank Tom for being on tonight and sharing his journey with us through the field of alternative medicine, where you don't get hurt. So it's worth a try. And a lot of those things that he was talking about, some cost a little money just so that you can get the routine. And as Jenny suggested, a lot of it you can find on YouTube. So thank you for everyone who supports Brain Injury Radio and this program. And yes, it was healingminefield.com, and that's M-I-N-E, not D, Healing Mind Field. So I'm going to close. This will be appropriate as soon as I find it. I'll close in the usual way with something I believe we all have, and that is a guardian angel. And hopefully in the few minutes that this song is on, we can all take that few minutes of concentrated intent in healing and light of the spirit to our friends who are out there struggling. Thank you, Allie, Jenny, and Les Paul for participating in the show tonight, too.
Thank
Good night,
you so
guys.
Much.
Here we go, Leo West and the Guardian Angel. Good night.
your time to leave. But don't you worry, you won't be there alone. You see, there's someone who's been waiting for you.
Higher than your thought was